On this episode, communicating about mindful edging.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. I almost always say that. I always mean it when I say it. I'm so grateful for you that we've somehow crossed paths and you're here in this moment. Let's talk more about communication and let's talk about communicating about our mindful edging practice. Because if you are in a relationship or you are going to be in a relationship, communicating about your mindful edging practice is very important for a number of reasons. On a recent episode, I talked to you about two steps that will help you get engaged with this conversation about empowered sexuality. You can go back and listen to that episode. The two basic steps were the invitation and the open. Let's talk about a couple of layers around this conversation, specifically as it relates to edging. Now, there's a lot of aspects to this that we could talk about, but let's talk about a couple of very foundational ones. The first is we got to get big picture. We got to get big picture with this and not actually be so focused on talking about mindful edging itself and rather understand where it fits in a bigger picture, because the bigger picture is, in fact, what's more important. Now, I believe that a mindful edging practice fits beautifully into a beautiful big picture, but the big picture is what's important. So let's understand that. And we can understand that and lay it out by first acknowledging a couple of what are, in essence, facts. These are things that you can easily enough find studies and biographies and things to understand, physiology to understand, and we can acknowledge them as true. And that is this. First, sexual energy is important. It's impactful. It's powerful, and it affects you in deep ways. Positively, negatively, however it affects you, it can and will affect you in very powerful ways. It is very easy to see and very easy to verify, again, depending on how you want to dive into it, that yes, our sexuality is very important. It affects us. Okay, so that's fact number one. Fact number two is you, as a human being, as a man who is engaged enough with your sexuality that you're listening to this, that means that you're going to engage with your sexuality. You're going to have sexual experiences, whether it's alone, it's with your partner, your wife, your girlfriend, your future girlfriends, whoever it is. You're very likely not going to be a monk and go completely celibate the rest of your life if you're listening to this. So if we acknowledge the first fact, and that is that sexuality is very important, sexual energy affects us in a deep and powerful way, and we also acknowledge that the reality is we are going to continue to engage with our sexuality because it is such a strong primal drive. That's really the reason that virtually everybody engages with it in some way, because there is a very strong primal drive to do that. So if we acknowledge those two facts, then the big picture becomes this. We, as a human being, as an individual, as a man, need to look at and understand, okay, it affects us powerfully. We're going to continue to engage with it, which means the question is, how do we engage with it in a way that lifts us up, that makes us better, that brings us more joy, more peace, more expansion, more connection with other people, more ability to serve other people, more ability to tap into our purpose, to well-being in every regard. And the second part of that is, if you are in a relationship or when you are in a relationship, the second part of the question is, how do I approach my sexuality, given these two facts that yes, it's important and it's going to affect me, and also yes, I'm going to continue to engage with it. How do I engage with it in a way that not only lifts me up as an individual, but also lifts us up as a partnership? That's the big picture. We just need to acknowledge, yes, this is really important. It really impacts us. And the reality is it's going to continue to happen in some regard. I guarantee you that if you told your significant other, I'm never going to masturbate again, there is a very, very, very small chance that either she's going to believe you that that would be best, or that you could actually follow through on that. That's not going to happen. So we might as well just acknowledge that it's going to happen, and that in all the ways that engaging with your sexuality shows up, it's going to continue to happen. So let's approach it in a way that lifts us up as powerfully as possible. That is where mindful edging comes in. So the first thing in any of these conversations is we need to understand ourselves and be able to communicate this big picture. Because then, now that we have the big picture, we can understand, okay, where does mindful edging fit into that? Where does reprogramming our sexuality and our lust and our what we are getting aroused by and what is in our mind, what part does that play? What part does semen retention? They all play a part in the bigger picture. Mindful edging just plays a part. So that's the first thing, is to understand and convey the big picture. Here's the second thing. And it's not going to be comfortable, because guess what? Growth is not always comfortable. It's often not comfortable. It's rarely comfortable, in fact, but that's part of the beautiful thing. Here's where it's going to get more uncomfortable, and that is talking about shame, because shame does two things. Shame gets in the way of the actual conversation, and it is, in fact, one of the things that the conversation itself needs to really be around, because it gets in the way of actually engaging with it in a positive way. I can almost guarantee you that you do have or will have some level of shame in maybe even thinking about this, just thinking about it yourself, let alone talking about it, let alone talking about it with somebody who's really important to you, maybe talking about it with somebody that you've never talked to about this kind of stuff before, or rarely. And even if you have had somewhat regular conversations, it is very likely that there is still some shame there. So here's how this is going to really help you in these conversations. Acknowledge the fact that you have shame in talking about it, and talk about it. It doesn't have to go on and on. Maybe it does. Maybe it's a deeper conversation, but at least acknowledge when you're having this conversation with your girlfriend, your wife, whoever, when you're having this conversation, acknowledge the fact, you know what? I have some shame in talking about this, by the way. And that's part of what I know I need to work through, is shame around this part of my life and this, how I engage with this part of myself and also talking about it. So I just want to let you know there's sort of some shame that's here for me that is part of me working through this. What that does is a couple of things. First of all, it conveys the truth, your truth. That's the reality. You have shame that's there in some way, so it conveys your truth. It lets down a bit of a guard that both of you have, because there's not this pretending. We can just acknowledge, okay, it's a bit uncomfortable to talk about this. You can acknowledge, okay, I have some shame in talking about this. And here is the best part. The best part is that the exact way that you work on the shame is you talk about it, and you rest your awareness on it, and you allow yourself to see it and to be with it and to understand it and to acknowledge it. Because shame is just a shadow. It's part of your shadow. It is part of your shadow. You have a shadow. It has all this trauma, all this stuff. Shame around masturbation, around all this stuff, around sexuality in general, is part of your shadow. And the way that we get rid of that shadow, and when I say get rid of it, it's not getting rid of it in the sense that we're sort of killing some part. We're upgrading it. We're empowering it. We're lifting it up. And the way that we do that is we shine a light on it. And when you shine a light on it, the dark is no longer there. And the more that you shine a light on the shame that you have, the less that shame will be there. It will fade away. It will fade away. And that's the way to do it, is be willing to look at it, be willing to talk about it, and not only be willing to talk about edging in your sexuality, because that in and of itself will help you move through some of the shame, but also be willing to acknowledge and talk about the fact that there is shame. So again, just like the open and the invitation from that previous episode, this stuff isn't complicated. It's relatively simple. Again, what I would recommend is two very important keys if you're going to have this conversation or ongoing conversations about mindful edging, is make sure that, number one, you understand and you can convey, and your intention is the big picture. And number two, acknowledge and talk about the shame. It'll fade away. And as it fades away, you will feel more freedom. You will feel more power. You will feel more empowered. You will feel more connected with your truth. You will feel more connected with your partner. Shame gets in the way of all of that. And just being willing to say, you know what? Yeah, I have some shame in talking about this. It's a game changer. Game changer. As is talking about this stuff in general in your relationships. Oh man, it is not comfortable at the beginning. And it might have periods even later on. Maybe periods of little discomfort popping up here and there. But it is so worth it. And not only is it worth it, in what it will bring to you as an individual, as a man, what it will bring to you as a couple. It's also the way that we live in the most integrity, because this is an important part of you and is an important part of your relationship. So being willing to deeply and honestly communicate about this stuff and work on it is part of being in integrity, because part of being in integrity in your relationship is doing what you need to do to be the best version of you so that you can show up, whatever that looks like, so that you can show up in a sacred, powerful, empowered, and connected way. Whatever leads to that, to you showing up in that way, that's what our responsibility is. That's what our responsibility is. So talking about this stuff, moving through the shame, working on it, upgrading our habits, it is, in fact, an important part of us living in deep integrity with our own soul, with our deeper being, and living in integrity and being the best that we can be for the people in our life that we love. So talk about it, work on it. I'm here to support you. Feel free to send your significant other any of these episodes. You can let my words stand at least as starting point or something to talk about. As always, connect with us in the Brotherhood. That's our free community, my free community for you guys. You can text me with feedback or questions, 801-742-1439. Thank you again for being here. I appreciate you being part of the tribe. Go kick ass. You know what's awesome? Word farts and just being human. Go kick ass. Go get some. We'll talk to you soon.